Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 159. Today, Cheyenne asks, cover art. How does one go about this process, knowing that everyone judges by the cover? Where do you find or commission your cover art, and what trial and error did you have to endure to get it right? Well, Cheyenne, you're right. This is the big one, at least after craft. Cover art and back cover copy are the two biggest elements in marketing. They're not sufficient to catching a big swath of readers, but they are your first and most important hook in the water. Where do I find or commission my cover art? Well, my cover art is all done in-house here at AWP. Some of it I do, some of it my partner Kitty Nakian does, and quite a lot of it we collaborate on because we each have different strengths. I'm a very good digital artist, particularly a very good collage artist. I picked up the skills when I was doing visual effects work. And I learned a lot about how to marry different photographs and match lighting and create mood and atmosphere and whatnot in two-dimensional compositions that you then make look like three-dimensional compositions by the way you stack them together. And then I'm also a 3D artist, so I do quite a bit of 3D art, especially for covers that I do on commission for other people. If you look at Nathan Lowell's covers, for example, the two new series that he's running right now are all original 3D artwork by me, and the first major series of his, the quarter share, half share, double share, etc. series, that's all collage work, all of it two-dimensional, that I've done, partly with hand painting and partly with stock photography. Kitty Nakian, on the other hand, is an accomplished painter and sketch artist, and also a brilliant typographist. So she tends to do most of the titling work and the fine packaging work, and with the new crop of books that we're covering right now, she's doing quite a lot of digital brushwork and original paintings for hero shots for those covers. As far as trial and error, boy, there were a lot. Coming, as we both do, from a fine art background, and not having started with a lot of commercial art, our early covers sucked. Even when they looked great, they were terrible for selling the books that they were on. There are still a couple of old ones out there if you want to look at my book Predestination, my book Free Will, the short story I did called Lilith. They're varying degrees of beautiful, but they're also, none of them really do the job of selling the story that they're on the cover of. So for me, the trial and error was very much related to learning the difference between fine art and commercial art, and despite the fact that all of the technical skills are similar, the domains couldn't be more different. What looks good and what works are not always the same thing, and the symbolic library that you work from for fine art versus commercial art are very different because the audiences are very different. For example, the cover of my book Predestination and its sequel Free Will, because it's a series about humanity's first halting steps out into the cosmos, there are naked people on the covers reaching up for planets. Humanity is vulnerable in the vacuum of space. The naked purity of the newborn race reaching out into the stars. That's all stuff drawn from ancient mythology and particularly the neoclassical art tradition. Which you'd think is cool and all, but most people in the mass market aren't familiar with the neoclassical art tradition. Not even most people within the science fiction community, which tends to be a lot geekier than the mass market, or at least used to be before science fiction went mainstream and became the mass market. In either case, that entire cover art design rationale is presuming a symbolic language on the part of the audience that simply ain't there. And most people who look at those covers are like, Okay, predestination and free will. That's like a theological thing, right? Or a time travel thing? And what does that have to do with naked people? Is this like time travel erotica? Okay, but what about the planets? I mean, what do planets have to do with theology and naked people? And the one thing it doesn't communicate is newborn race reaching out for the stars. That is an example of a complete failure of commercial art with a piece that would be successful in a fine art world at communicating what was intended. So a lot of the trial and error that we've gone through here is in learning what communicates to a mass audience what they can expect from the inside of a book. A lot of that's been stuff I learned by soliciting opinion from people who were better at marketing books than I was, soliciting opinions direct from the audience. You know, what does this cover art make you feel like? You're one of my most loyal readers. And if it's a cover art they like, I'm like, yeah, I know you like it. But when you look at it, what do you think of? And if they give me an answer that requires them to have read the book in order to have that reaction, I know that the cover is not quite doing what the cover needs to do, because the cover's job is to catch someone's eye and have the someone's eye who that catches say, oh, hey, that looks like the kind of book I would like to read, and then have them to have the experience of opening the book of, yes, this is the kind of book that I expected based on that cover. So that's been the most difficult part for us. As far as where we get the artwork, like I said, we do almost all of it originally in-house. That doesn't mean that all of the elements are sourced in-house. I do have a stock photography library that I've been building for years as a professional photographer that we do draw on quite regularly. But we also make liberal use of public domain images, which you can find by doing a license-based search through Google Images or Wiki Images or any big sites like that. You can also buy stock imagery and stock artwork through places like Shutterstock and Dreamstime and whatnot. You can commission new art directly through DeviantArt or license the use of artwork that's already been done that kind of fits your book. You can learn to do original artwork, which is a lot of fun, but it is, in fact, a whole second career. Pixabay is another great site to look at that's all completely free and openly licensed. And other places like that. I've had very good luck going on Flickr and emailing people and asking for permission to use their pictures in my books at various points. Just be creative. But the biggest rule is to make sure that what's on the cover will communicate to a potential audience a general feel for what's in the book. As long as you've got that done, that's the most important thing. The next most important thing is to see to your typography. To get typography that looks professional, is easily readable. Check back a few episodes for when Kitty Nakian came on and talked about fonts and typography, or the second episode, a few episodes after that, when I basically summarized our conversation in answer to another question, because I recorded that summary before we recorded the conversation and I posted the episodes out of order. The other thing I would advise is make it a regular thing to go in and look at covers in your genre, particularly the covers from the top 100 or 200 best-selling books. Take a note of the kinds of things that are going on right now in cover design. You don't want to follow every fad, but you want to make sure to keep your covers up to date. Every 5 years or so, it's frequently a good idea to go through and do a refresh on your covers. So I hope that helps. I hope I've answered the question from every angle. If I haven't, or if I've left some kind of stone unturned, please send me an email and I will attempt to do better next time. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution no derivatives license.